The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Arriving, being with yourself, with your experience. Just taking in how you are in this moment. You don't have to try to be any particular way. Just being aware of this human being in this place, in this time. And remembering, connecting to, allowing the body to relax. Sometimes I find just a kind of a dropping in of a request. Inviting relaxation. May the body relax. Sometimes that can be a way into relaxation that's a little less effortful. Not so much of a doing. Just seeing if there's any way that the body and mind know how to relax. May the body relax. Just dropping in the request and seeing, being available to see what happens. Maybe the mind can relax too. Maybe the mind can let go of mental tension, of worries, concerns about the past or the future. For this stretch of time, perhaps the mind will be willing to just be here in this moment, receiving what's happening here and now, rather than being concerned about there and then. As the body and mind relax, there can be a very natural connection with our capacity to be aware. And recognizing that perhaps you are aware of what is happening. What is the experience of the body right now? How is the body? Receiving. Sensations of the body. That might include obvious sensations of pressure, tension, vibration, movement of the breath, the sense of the body sitting upright. And in addition to body sensations, perhaps there's experience of hearing, knowing the sound of my voice as hearing, perhaps other sounds in your room, wherever you are. And maybe also experience of feelings, emotions, maybe even thoughts. We can be aware of whatever happens in our human experience. Sometimes have a habit of getting lost in particular types of experience, such as thinking. And if that happens, at some point, while you're lost, there's not much to do about it. But there'll be a moment when mindfulness returns. And you become aware again, aware perhaps that you have been thinking. And can that arising of awareness be of interest? What is it like to be aware now in this moment? Awareness is back. And what is here in that moment? Maybe you are aware of thinking. Or maybe you are aware of something that has shifted or been shaped by the thinking that has happened. It's really useful to take in how you are in the very moment that you return from thinking, as opposed to thinking there's somewhere else to be, something else to pay attention to. Whatever is here now that can be received, receive that. The practice can unfold in this very receptive way, being aware, receiving just what's happening here and now, in each moment. That is a form of mindfulness practice, just aware moment after moment of what's already happening. Perhaps having the sense of being like the passenger in a car rather than the driver of the car. The driver navigating, making decisions. The passenger able to just sit back and relax and watch the scenery go by. So there's no need to drive the meditation. You can simply watch what unfolds. Watch life unfolding. And at times, and sometimes for some people, helpful to connect to some particular aspect of experience to support the mind to be present, such as the breath or connecting to body sensation. And if you choose to do this, being with the breath, for instance, exploring the possibility of receiving the breath, not needing to try to look at it, but just let the breath come to you. And also, perhaps not trying to focus too tightly on that experience. Even as we know certain aspects of experience, such as the breath, we might be aware of other things, hearing and the breath, warmth in the body and the breath, an emotion and the breath. So if you choose to connect with some particular aspect of experience, you can also kind of use that as a gentle connection to the present moment, allowing it to support awareness of things that are going on around the breath. Receiving. Receiving experience each moment.